Дорогие хаверим, мы живем в очень
тяжелое время. We are living in a time that isn't simple. Our planet is warming up. People are losing their jobs. There are problems with money and credit everywhere. Today, there's not a single person everywhere in the world that doesn't have some kind of problem. And each one necessarily has friends and acquaintances and relatives that are living in some area where there is war. And we come here with the purpose of at least trying to change something in our life. If someone hasn't yet tried to change his life for the better independently, then he has to try. The sages wrote for us that we complete each other. Therefore, we have to try, but those who already despaired of the attempt to influence their lives by themselves because they tried everything already, they come here. We come here in order to ask for others, for the friend. We think of others and forget about ourselves.
Поскольку учителя написали нам, велик Творец,
we do what our teachers tell us. And they say that the Lord is high and the low will see.
Therefore,
let us feel that we are the smallest ones and listen very well to what our sages, the teachers, tell us.
Source excerpt from Zohar. Even my spirit within me seeks you, that I may cling to you with great love in the night. One should rise each night out of love of the Creator to engage in His work until the morning rises and draws upon him a thread of grace. Happy is one who loves the Creator with this love. Those true righteous who love the Creator so, the world exists because of them, and they govern all the harsh decrees above and below.
Again,
even my spirit within me seeks you, that I may cling to you with great love in the night. Since one should rise each night out of love of the Creator to engage in His work until the morning rises and draws upon Him a thread of grace. Happy is one who loves the Creator with this love. Those true righteous who love the Creator so, the world exists because of them, and they govern all the harsh decrees above and below.
Yes, friends, no doubt that the Zohar is a true gift from the Creator to all of us. The texts of the Zohar are poured like a song. They soften the stony heart, and they can uplift a person from every state. They strengthen our love towards the friends and the Creator.
Поместил нас в великое окружение, дал великих учителей.
The Creator places us in a strong, huge environment. He gave us strong teachers, a great Rav, a group for each one of us. He provided each one with whatever he needs. And he truly places our hand on the good fortune, the good fate. And we learn there's no coercion in spirituality, and all of these gifts can disappear if we do not invest efforts on our side. But on the other hand, we can keep and strengthen all of this easily if we do it together through our incessant efforts towards annulment, prayer to the Creator, praying for each other. By this, we can easily and joyfully go through the path. And for that, we need each time to choose a better environment. And the best possible environment in the world. The best possible environment in all of the worlds. L'chaim, beloved friends.
We'll read another source excerpt from Baal Salam. He who strives to continually choose a better environment is worthy of praise and reward. But here too, it is not because of his good thoughts or deeds which come to him without his choice, but because of his effort to acquire a good environment, which brings him these good thoughts and actions. It is as Rabbi Yehoshua ben Parachya said, make yourself a Rav and buy for yourself a friend. Again, he who strives to continually choose a better environment is worthy of praise and reward. But here too, it is not because of his good thoughts or deeds which come to him without his choice, but because of his effort to acquire a good environment, which brings him these good thoughts and actions. It is as Rabbi Yehoshua ben Parachya said, make for yourself a Rav and buy for yourself a friend.
The Creator only awaits our yearning towards Him, that He will show His greatness and His thought. We got used to come here every day. We see familiar faces, but the custom removes the taste, and so we want to renew it and ask the following question. What does it mean to choose a better environment each time? And how do we make that choice? What does it mean to choose a better environment each time? And how do we make that choice?
That's really our challenge each time anew. Come out of the habit, see the friends greater, see the society greater, see the goal greater. It's a constant exercise and a request from the Creator to help us see the merits of the friends. And always remember what we see outwardly are deficiencies and corrections that we have to make ourselves. We ourselves have to make. That's our the measure, our work, and that's the work we have to do.
Yes, all of our work is actually to see in every state that He is the first and He is the last. He starts the actions, He starts the thoughts, He starts everything, and try to reach the root to see who is managing everything. And then once we reach that, also ask for His help. That's the next step.
In truth, the Creator makes all the choices. We just need to agree with Him and ask that the environment will be good and correct.
Until we reach love, as we heard in the preparation, that person wakes up at night with the Creator's love, and he's drawn to enter the society, and he appreciates it.
In any given moment, we have to raise the merit of the society, the greatness of the friends, through annulment, constantly being an effort to annul myself and to live within the friends.
What does it mean to choose a better environment each time, and how do we make that choice? It means to adhere to the 10 with everything that is revealed, everything that comes to a person in his perception of reality. First of all, he passes it through the prism called the 10, and he gets the right intention, the right perception in relation to each and every state, to simply be adhere to the 10 and through them to the Creator.
Has to be adhesion with another, adhesion in the 10. On top of the changing states, each and every moment is a new record, new coarseness, and on top of these new states, we have to adhere to each other more.
Like the quote from the Zohar about the night, the person gets up at night, and specifically at night we have challenges, and we can decide that from here on, no matter what happened so far, we are in adhesion of each other and with the Creator. We want Him to dwell between us.
And as we discussed yesterday, that the environment is arranged and we have great opportunities like Passover and other mutual activities we can do together, and we simply need to realize these opportunities and to see how great are our friends, how devoted and how we wish to adhere to them.
Yes, and each time we need to open a clean slate and see and search always for the better society, and the better society is my next state, which I want and which I search for and which I ask for. And it always exists ahead of me. Here always arranges the system for me in such a way, for all of us, that it is optimal for advancement. We just need to ask that we will always be able to follow the society, follow the Kabbalists who are paving the path for us.
Окружение это как раз как на весах, ты все время добавляешь все больше, чтобы перевесил свойства отдачи вот в твоем сердце. И вот окружение это как раз и есть эти веса на твоих весах.
Чем больше ты соединяешься
с десяткой, тем больше веса.
Defeat the quality of reception that on the scales will add our sesame seeds, so the more we connect with the friends will add to them more and tip the scales more to the scale of merit.
Давайте мы еще больше постараемся сконцентрироваться.
Friends, let's try even more to focus, concentrate between us, connect even more between us and feel each other even more. Now we will enter a silent workshop. Let's enter a connection in one heart and feel the Creator there. Again, let's enter a connection in one heart and feel the Creator there.